The sixth thing that these people that win have in common is that they know that everybody in life has different rules. And so when they get in a relationship with people, they know they've got to have other people in their life to help succeed in a particular area. They try to find out their rules. Because otherwise you go, hey, you want to play baseball? And they say, yeah. And sure enough, you get to that ninth inning, bottom of the ninth with one out and two men on base, and you had a high pop fly in the infield, and you think if the guy drops it that you're safe and the guy scores and you've won the game. But instead, the other guy says, no, you're out, because there's this new rule called the infield fly rule, and you get all upset. Well, unless you talk to people and find out their rules, you can't assume that people play by the same rules you do. And even then, you're still going to find out people have different rules. But if you know what's most important to people, if you know what their rules for life are, what their musts are in life, it's a lot easier. And lastly, people who succeed in life, they've learned that life has a purpose, but they also at the same time don't take life too seriously. They don't take themselves too seriously. What's that old funny metaphor? Why do angels fly? Because they take themselves lightly, right? The bottom line is we've got to look at life in a different way. Now, with all this conversation we've had here about purpose, what are you and I going to do right now so that you have a greater sense of meaning? Well, one is, I don't need you to just go out and create this grandiose purpose and write pages and pages and pages. I think that the simplest things can be the most powerful things. If you can now, close your eyes and think about what you want to be when you were going to grow up. Go back to a time when you're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. What'd you want to be back then? What'd you want to do? Who were your role models? And why did you want to be that? Think about it just for a second in your head as I'm saying this. You might want to write a few of these things down. In fact, pretty soon you're definitely going to want to write things down. So it might be good to stop the tape right here and just think about what your purpose is and pull out a piece of paper and a pen or a little computer and let's work together on this for a second. What were some of the things you wanted to be when you were growing up, when you were a little kid? I remember one of the first things I wanted to be was an archaeologist. Now, whatever you wanted to be, here's the question I want to ask you. Why did you want to be that? In other words, what was the feeling you were hoping to get from that? What were the sensations? What were you wanting to be and do? What were you wanting to get from that? And when I think back and I think about what I really want to be as an archaeologist is I wanted to discover things. I mean, that was the biggest thing. I wanted to discover things that had not been discovered before, something new, something unique, something different. And I wanted to share that with people. I wanted to be a person who went out and discovered and then shared that discovery with others. And you know what's interesting? I'm doing that today. I'm just not sticking my head in the sand and doing it. I'm doing it by sticking my head in other people's brains and finding out what makes them tick and find out what makes me tick and then sharing some of that. But that feeling, that same feeling that I wanted then, I found a way to do it today in a new way. And so I challenge you to think about what was it you really wanted from that. Then think of something else you wanted to be when you're growing up. I wanted to also be a police artist later on. Remember that? You know, those guys that draw those pictures, you know, and show people and catch the bad guys. And why did I want to do that? What did I want to get from that? Oh, gosh. I thought about it. I said, well, I wanted to create. I wanted to be creative, and I wanted to help people. I wanted to help people do the right things. I wanted to get people out of their pain. I wanted to catch the bad guys. But most importantly, I wanted to create and help people. Well, guess what? I found a way to do that today, different than I originally thought, but the same purpose is there. Now, maybe it's not the same purpose for you for all the things you want to do. Maybe they have a common thread, or maybe they're different threads that are important. What else did you want to be when you're growing up, and why did you want it? What feelings did you hope it would give you? What did you hope would come from it? Think for a second. I'll give you another one of mine while you're thinking, try and trigger you. What else I wanted to do? Well, I wanted to definitely be a rock star. I wanted to be able to entertain people, to change their emotional states, to use my voice and my face and my body to give people more passion in their lives. And now I've found another way to do that. Plus, I get to work with some of these people. The other day, I got a chance to go to the Aerosmith concert. I kind of grew up listening to those guys. And I found out that Steven Tyler and some of these guys are fans of mine as well. Went backstage and I met Tim Collins, who's their manager, and he told me a phenomenal story. He said that years ago in the early 80s, when Aerosmith was in really bad shape, the guys were hooked on heroin and they were losing everything financially and the group had broken up, that he decided he was going to turn it around. And he read two books, Think and Grow Rich and a little book called Unlimited Power. And he said that what he learned there gave him the inspiration and some of the tools and strategies to get himself off heroin and coke. And then he did a group intervention and helped the other guys do the same. And these guys are now on a mission. They're totally clean. And they're Evian water drinking guys that are out there sharing their rock and roll and their message. And they're doing it healthfully. I got a chance to meet Steven Tyler, who's just an incredible guy. I mean, these guys have been touring for 23 years, giving their all passionately every day. I feel like they're brothers. And it was really interesting because he said, you know, I watch you on TV all the time. I feel like we're walking the same path, you know? And he said, I listen to your tapes. And he said, we really have the same mission. He said, you know, do you think you'd get together with us and do a gig for us? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, like, you know, the guys on the weekend, could you maybe like do your gig for us so we could all participate on the weekend? As they're laughing, I pinched myself. I said, oh, cool. Now I get to do a gig for Aerosmith. I'm not out there rock and rolling, but sort of I am. I'm working with the rock and rollers. So it's fun. So my point is, maybe you're not doing what you originally envisioned, but maybe you'll find a way to do it even better if you have some faith. Maybe if you keep developing yourself and you know at least the emotion you want, the contribution you want to create, you'll find a better way. Most importantly, before you can find the way, you got to know the essence of what it is you really want. What is that purpose? That's what I'm really asking you about.